producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about and get to during this show, including Super Bowl Nail the Score, second hour, last segment. I'm going to throw out the digits right now. Panthers or Broncos, what's the score? Who wins? If you nail the score, you win a computer. From me, from America Tonight, from my pals at EMG, it's so awesome, and I really want someone to win this. So keep these numbers close by, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Also coming up, still some more comments from Donald Trump, who admitted today that Iowans might have been a little bit disappointed with him, and that's perhaps why he didn't get the numbers he thought that he would get. So, wow, I thought that was pretty big for Donald Trump to say that skipping the debate cost him and that it disappointed the people in Iowa. Hey, 60,000 more people turned out for the Republicans in the caucuses, which is pretty huge, I'd have to say. And, you know, then there were a couple of other things in the melee, the chaos, that is opportunity for some and disaster for others. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, apologized to Ben Carson. So, you know, because there's all kinds of shenanigans going on behind the scenes. And what Ted Cruz said in a statement on Tuesday is that his campaign staff saw a CNN report that Carson was dropping out, although CNN said they had not characterized Carson's actions that way. So regardless, here's the deal. There was a post, and the post said, last night when our political team saw the CNN post saying that Dr. Carson was not carrying on to New Hampshire and South Carolina, our campaign updated grassroots leaders just as we would with any breaking news story. Carson said Tuesday he accepted the apology but questioned whether there was a deeper cultural issue with Cruz's campaign. He said, as a Christian, I accept the apology but it doesn't correct the problem. It's a cultural issue when people in your campaign feel it's okay to distort issues to their political advantage. So Carson unhappy. Of course he was unhappy because it was being tweeted out that he was dropping out of the race, and the Cruz people were telling caucusers to go for Cruz because Carson wasn't going to be there. So that was an interesting turn of events. There were a couple of different blows, I think, to different campaigns. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, in the end, got the win in Iowa, but it was an incredibly razor-thin win. Very, very narrow, that window. An anxious, incredibly long night for the Democratic Party. Just before 1 p.m. on Tuesday, she said she was thrilled. She said, my luck was not that good last time around, and it was wonderful to win the caucus to have that experience. But I think the thing that's interesting is just how close the caucus was between Clinton and Bernie Sanders. That's a handful of votes you're talking about. Because you got to figure, Sanders has a strong lead in New Hampshire. That's the next state to vote on February 9th. Okay, in the meantime, we've got Justin Duckham with us from Talk Media News. Justin, thanks for popping on. We appreciate it. So reaction to the caucuses last night, I'm sure in Washington there's a lot of conversation about it. I think the interesting thing is, how about Trump losing?
Yeah, exactly. That is very interesting. A lot of people here had written off a Trump victory as all but inevitable, but of course that was not the case. And, you know, I think this is pretty interesting, largely because this kind of shows that Iowa hasn't changed as much as apparently a lot of people must have thought that it had been. You know, this is the state that had initially elected Rick Santorum in 2012, the state that had boosted up Mike Huckabee back in 2008, a state that typically in modern history is the one that goes for the candidate that really focuses on, you know, family values and focuses on reaching out to evangelicals. And in this instance, that certainly was Ted Cruz who really made this a central part of his campaign there in the final days, making a very court sort of a deep, almost emergency appeal to Trump. And that is what I think really put him over. And I think that's probably, you know, something that a lot of people probably should have paid more attention to as we got done of aware.
You probably heard me mention this, Hillary Clinton, and you know this, it was a handful of votes really that pushed her over from the caucus goers. Do you think the Clinton campaign is worried about Bernie Sanders?
I think it probably must be. You know, I think largely Hillary Clinton is somebody who's been more or less running for president since 2006. And the fact that she is really facing as big of a challenge as she is from Bernie Sanders, somebody who, you know, frankly is viewed as unelectable by a good portion the Democratic Party, probably really has to raise some concern. You know, and I think it kind of frankly expresses the fact that had Democrats had a progressive alternative, one that was a little bit stronger than Bernie Sanders in terms of a candidate, somebody who could sort of ease the concerns that some Democrats have over a Bernie Sanders candidacy, such as Elizabeth Warren or whatnot, then we'd probably be having a very different campaign than the one we're seeing right now, you know, taking place. So I think, you know, going forward, they've obviously written off New Hampshire and the Clinton campaign, and it looks like it's going to come down to South Carolina as sort of the tiebreaker in this instance. And the campaign is certainly aware of that. You know, Bill Clinton's down there today in South Carolina, or, you know, tomorrow, rather. And we're just going to have that be sort of the central focus of the, you know, Democrats' final days.
Jeb Bush, does he dump out or does he stick it all the way through?
You know, apparently he has enough money to, you know, kind of stick it out. But his, you know, chances of doing well continue to seem to be pretty hard. You know, he certainly had his sights set in New Hampshire. It doesn't look like he's going to be the, you know, second or third choice over there, you know, since there are other candidates from, you know, Iowa who are going to be entering New Hampshire with sort of the wind behind their back, since they did relatively better than people expected and are therefore probably going to outperform him in New Hampshire. You know, basically he is going to be trying to, you know, stay on the off chance that there's a sort of, you know, Super Tuesday strategy that he could do better in some of the less, you know, popular states. But it seems kind of like a fool's errand at this point. You know, Marco Rubio is slowly sort of establishing himself as the establishment alternative, something that he's been kind of playing for quite some time now, you know, in terms of a lot of press speculation. And the fact that he is getting the attention that instead of Jeb Bush, somebody who is, you know, sort of the establishment candidate from day one, probably means that he does not necessarily have a path forward, you know, in any sort of circumstance, no matter how rosy.
All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. We appreciate you joining us on the air.
Hey, my pleasure. You have a good one.
You too. So you heard Justin, you know, as we kind of tossed it back and forth, a little bit about Jeb Bush going all the way. Doesn't matter whether he gets the numbers or not. Some more sounds from the caucus and the aftermath next on America Tonight. I got the beers from yesterday.
If you wanna blow them in my. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. I want to be kissed by you, just you. Nobody else but you. I want to be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire.
Oldie but a goodie. Who sings that song? Anybody got any guesses? Listen.
I want to be loved by you.
That would be one Marilyn Monroe.
Well, I was going to say Rihanna.
You know what? Poor Marilyn Monroe. You know what? I think she kind of got... She had a you know, she was vulnerable, but she had some great, you know, she had a decent voice and she had some chops, but they, you know, they just spit her up and chewed her up and spit her out, I think. And that was part of the Monroe problem, I believe. He's like, all of you are like, who cares, lady? We want to talk politics. What do you mean? Who cares about that? I've just read a bunch of stuff over the years about the whole Marilyn Monroe thing, and I talked to the great Ted Williams, who was friends with Joe DiMaggio, and you know the whole thing about Joe DiMaggio leaving a flower at her grave and sending flowers and all that stuff, and what was true and what wasn't true, and he had some kind of interesting stories. We have some interesting stories to get to as well here in this version of Fruits and Nuts Shred It and Bingo. Oh, Sideways Thursday.
Bingo!
Bingo! All right, so that means Nathan Reeder jumps on. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, it's me.
It is you.
Well,
absolutely.
We think it is.
Yeah. Speaking of thinking it is, I'm sure you got up early to find this out. Punxsutawney Phil. You know who Punxsutawney Phil is?
Is it Bill Murray?
It's the groundhog, yes. And the groundhog, the most famous groundhog in the world, came out, and you know what the deal is? If they come out and they see their shadow, what does it mean? The German legend says that if the furry rodent sees his shadow on February 2nd, winter will last another 6 weeks, if not spring comes early. So here's the beauty of it. Punxsutawney Phil came out and did not see his shadow. Woohoo! That means spring, baby.
I didn't even know winter was here.
I know. Doesn't feel like it, does it? By the way, it's the 130th forecast by Punxsutawney Phil. Needless to say, I think there's been some replacement players along the way.
Maybe 134 of them.
Probably. Phil has predicted more winter 102 times, forecasting in early spring just 18 times. So how about that? I don't know. Just for fun. I'm going to say that's a bingo. It's a cool tradition. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, we need some funny, fun things, for goodness sakes. Everyone is so heavy-hearted. And there's so many mean-spirited people in the world. Mean-spirited! Let's get some fun back into our life. Okay, how about this story about about diabetes and sitting, and now they're saying it's even worse. So it used to be like if you were just a chronic sitter, okay, we get it. But now they're pretty much saying you better have many points in your day where you're getting up and walking or you could be the victim of lots of different diseases. Are you conscious about doing that?
Yeah, usually. I mean, once you start feeling the eye strain, that should be a first reminder that, oh, yeah, you are sitting in the same place, staring at the same computer screen.
Oh, no.
Should probably, yes, get up and move around. Move the parts around.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine that the foods that we eat nowadays don't really like to congregate in your butt while you're sitting.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, it was different before because in the olden days, they used to walk a lot more. Just was what happened. Even if you sat for your job, there still was more walking. And I think that's where we all fall down in that category because we're going from place to place and doing the jobs, and a lot of the jobs have us sitting down. How about this? Italian cheese firm actually sold its Parmesan-backed bond. So let me explain that a little bit more. This Italian dairy cooperative sold bonds backed by Parmesan cheese. The company, you know, let that out the other day. It's a crazy example of one of the countries of small firms raising money on capital markets. So 3 years of recession, of course, have choked bank lending in Italy, and they helped save it. So it was backed by Parmesan cheese, and they helped them out. And look what happened. They exploded, this cheese company.
Step it up, Kraft.
Step it up now. So I'm going to say shredded based on that.
Oh, cheese, cheese.
Okay, you got to hear this one.
Yeah.
What do you say, bingo?
I am going to say bingo, actually.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. Okay, this one you're going to like. From Mississippi, hundreds of southeastern Mississippi citizens received jury summons that incorrectly instructed them to call a sex hotline.
That is awesome. Wait, where was that you said?
This was in Mississippi, southeast Mississippi.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Can you
awesome.
Imagine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bingo!
Yeah, not much more to say, but call the number. They'll say more.
Say more. Yeah, more. You might not want to hear it. How about this? A Massachusetts graduate student pointed out a glitch that allowed him to briefly own the world's most heavily trafficked website, and was awarded $12,000 from Google. This MBA candidate brought the internet domain Google.com, bought it for $12 when he was using the Google domain's website registration service last fall. He documented his improbable path to purchasing the domain name. His order was verified. His credit card was charged. He received email confirmation. Google revealed that the company gave this guy, Ved, 6,000. Google spelled numerically for discovering the bug. Google doubled it after Ved had donated his reward to charity, so they want to make sure he got some money. So that's ridiculous. They don't even have Google.com, and he figures it out?
There are many, many pockets, going along with all of these coded architectures getting in place. I mean, all the proprietary codes are getting merged together to the whatever standards the web people are using nowadays. And if you're the top dog in search engines, you probably want to know where any of those faults are going to lie. So I am bingo all internet long on this one.
Yeah, I'm all bingo on that one too. All right, how about this one? Not all NBA players, even if they make millions of dollars, are spoiled babies. In fact, the Warriors like their simple peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and the team, the Golden State Warriors basketball team, were going to remove the sandwiches, but they protested. They said, look, we like these sandwiches. We don't feel like we're being deprived. They thought it was too cheap to give them peanut butter and jelly. So the players spoke out, and I think they won that argument.
That's awesome.
I think it's awesome.
PB&J!
Too. PB&J. We don't need freaking Filet Mignon on this plane. We just want a sandwich. I love it. I'm saying
down.
Bingo.
I am bingo all the way again on that one.
Yeah. I am bingo all the way on that one, too. Okay, how about this one? Falsifying records. Not that it's that there's anything new with this, but the California State Athletic Commission on Tuesday fined and suspended Edmund Tavaridin, who is Ronda Rousey's head coach, for falsifying info on his corner licensing. You needed a light. Here's the first shocker for me. You needed a license to sit in the corner? I had no idea about that, but apparently you do. He was fined $5,000, suspended for 3 months, and put on a 3-year probation because he just thought it was okay to do what he did, and there's too many other things that resemble what he's doing.
Yeah. Bingo shredded?
Bingo shredded is what I say. Bingo shredded, because who knew you even had that? I didn't know they had that. All right, thanks so much, Nathan Reeder. Hang tight, everyone.
Paid Marjorie right. Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bills. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's my favorite part of the week when we get to talk to my pal Stephen Kelly, Free Money Guy. He is the author of a book you have to have on your bookshelf. Tell me when you're going to die, and I'll show you how well you can afford to live. It's absolutely brilliant. Stephen, hello.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Good news, well, the groundhog. We're not going to have to worry. We're going to get, what, 6 more weeks of spring. It's going to come early, so that's better.
Well, it's already, it seems like, spring here. I don't know what it's been like where you're at. Well, you're in Texas, right?
So it was 70 degrees the other day. I felt like I was in Florida.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll tell you, there's no snow on the ground here anywhere. Of course, last year around February is when we got hit very hard. So we've got our fingers crossed. But right now it's beautiful. We love it.
That's good news. And speaking of, you know, people feeling good, better weather, we know how that makes us, it does make us feel differently. I think it does. I do a thing when I speak, and you and I were talking off the air about, you know, 180s, turning your thinking around. And it's funny how, you know, even myself in some of my thinking, you just won't hear it. You just will not. You're stubborn. You just will not hear what somebody else has to tell you because you've always done it that way, and you can give a million reasons why it works. So I thought it'd be interesting to do that with annuities since we see the road and the profitability, but getting a lot of people to change their mind because it's so ingrained in them about Wall Street or other investments, and they're actually leaving what could be a really nice, comfortable future just sitting there on the table. I thought it'd be interesting to do the 180. So if I were coming to you and I said, Stephen, I have had my money in the market and it's a roller coaster ride, but I know it's going to come back even though I'm going to retire in 5 years, what would you tell me?
Well, I would say a couple things to you, Kate. You've hit the nail on the head. One of the things that I always say to people is if you want to change your circumstances, you have to change your thinking. That's where it starts. Of course, that's not original with me, but it is one of the universal truths. And it also fits with what we were discussing a few weeks ago when we were talking about the way people label things and then filter things. Do you remember that conversation?
Yes, yes.
So what we do is we come up with labels. And, you know, annuity is a label. And unfortunately, it's a broad category of financial products that has numerous different flavors and variations to it, some of which are not appropriate in a lot of circumstances. But it's very easy to broad brush these things and say, okay, well, I heard something about an annuity that I don't like, or I saw something on the internet about annuities I don't like, or I saw one of those ads that says why I hate annuities and why you should too, and that creeps into my subconscious, and you know, the next time I hear the word annuity, I apply that label, that broad brush, to the entire subject, and I'm already closed off to it, and the deal is done. And unfortunately, when I've done that, I have shut out any opportunity I might have to use what's a really very, very good tool, and it's been around for over 2,000 years. The first annuities. Do you remember the movie Gladiator?
Yes.
And you remember how after he retired, before they went after him, that they were going to send him home and he was going to get a military pension for the rest of his life? Well, those were called annuities. And that's the root of the word annuity. And so annuities have been around since Roman times. It's nothing new. It's not a new, weird, esoteric type of exotic financial instruments. Your parents used them. They had pensions. Pensions are annuities. Every lottery in the country uses them. Every pension fund in the country uses them. Every time there's a structured settlement or a structured payout on anything, a lawsuit or anything else, they're always done with annuities because they work and they're safe and people can rely on them. But we have this thing over the last, I don't know, 40 years, started in 1980, where the 401k was created and Wall Street saw an opportunity and went for it. And, you know, I think it's been a great thing for us. But the problem is it's been a great thing for us while we were accumulating. And now we're in a completely different passage of our lifetime when we retire, because we're no longer accumulating. Now we're spending. And that process is a much, much different process in the accumulation process, and you need a tool that's designed for spending, not one that's designed for accumulation.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's so true. It's tough to steer and turn that boat, but you've had successes with that. And I can only imagine for you, I mean, obviously, I love money, you love money. It's about making money because money means freedom and you can do things for family, for friends, for the world. But there's also a sense of accomplishment, I think, when you help people. And in your profession, when you can turn around somebody's life, because I think that's what you do, when you're steering in the wrong direction and you can give them that sense of peace, that has to be gratifying, isn't it?
Oh, it's tremendously gratifying. See, and again, Kate, I love our conversations because you have a way of just sort of getting right to the nub of things. If you think in terms of a whiteboard drawing, and over here on the left, I have this square called income. Now, the income points to, and then I draw three arrows from it off to the right. And the top arrow, I'm going to stack three things up over on the right. So there's three arrows. The one on top goes up a little bit. The one across goes across, and then one points down. So the first one that it goes to is lifestyle. The second one it goes to is something called savings, and the third one is something called investments. That's where we are when we're working. We have a steady income called a job, and the job is designed, that income supports three main things. It supports lifestyle, savings, and investments. Now, it's important to understand that savings is a component of lifestyle, okay? Savings is, you know, my septic tank goes out, I need to get it repaired, or the roof blows off and I need to get it repaired. That's savings. So that's supporting lifestyle. Now, what happens when you retire is that income, which we have always known as being inherently safe as long as we could keep our job, gets cut off, and now we have to go to this thing down at the bottom, which is called investment, which we know is inherently unsafe, and we have to use investment now to support lifestyle. And this is where people just get wrapped around the axle, because they know that that investment fund is inherently unsafe. And so when people go into retirement, suddenly lifestyle is under attack because you're relying on an unsafe model to support it. So all we try and do is we say to people, okay, take that investment, use a portion of it to replace that income stream that you lost. Now you're back to equilibrium. You've got the income stream again that you can count on. You've got your lifestyle and your savings are being supported. And now you can use your investment the way it's supposed to be used, which is to grow money. And you're back into equilibrium. And so this is kind of the model we show people. And when I draw it out on the whiteboard, it makes more sense. But that's how we convince people. And it's generally pretty effective.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's the key. I think the key is exactly how you put it. You have a way of also pulling that all together and talking about, oh, when you get to that point where you think, I can just live on this, and then you realize that the amount of money that you really needed to multiply, it's not what you think. And we've talked about that before, because you have to account for things that happen in life when you're older.
Yeah, and when you're relying on the market for income, it takes so much more money. Think in terms of the 4% rule. So if you need $25,000 a year and all you can take is 4%, you're going to have a lot of money, $1 million.
Yeah.
So it's just really, I guess it's less. It's not quite that. 4% might be $40,000. I don't remember. I'm terrible at math. But in any event, it takes a lot of money to get you where you need to be if you're in the market. That's why we like annuities, because you can do it on about a third the money and get the same payout.
Yeah, excellent. All right, tell us how we can get a copy of your book that I mentioned at the top. Tell me when you're going to die, and I'll show you how well you can afford to live. I know they can go to Amazon, but you also try to encourage people to go to your website.
Yeah, it's at freemoneyguys.com and or 844-4-FREEMO. And people who call us or contact us, we're happy to send a copy to.
Ah, nice. That's a great offer right there. Have a conversation with Stephen. Stephen Kelly, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Kate. Always great.
Berkey is is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Because anyone who lies for the families of people who have lost their lives in the service of this country can never be Commander-in-Chief of the United States.
The diversity, the youth, the excitement that we have in our party, the record-breaking turnout.
Iowa caucus in the books. Marco Rubio comes in third. You heard him there first. And then after that, Rents Priebus, who is running the Republican Party as its chair. Couldn't be more excited about the record turnout. I think that's one giant takeaway from what happened in the caucus. Bravo to you, Iowa, for really showing up to caucus. The overwhelming statistics point to the fact that people are pretty apathetic about voting in general. Especially easy for me to say on the third try, when it's a caucus, which Iowa is proud about its caucuses, and good for them for showing up. It's a good thing. I'd like to call this segment kind of an odds and ends, because we're at the tail end of this hour of the show. And besides the politicking of the day, getting ready for New Hampshire, the next great big stop. Yes, indeed, other things have happened along the way that perhaps you missed. Did you miss this? Did you miss the fact that there is a thing called Farm in a Box? Believe me, it's true. I found it in searching the worldwide internet. And here's what the deal is. On a vacant lot near Boston's Logan Airport, Sean Cooney is using four freight containers plus one at another location to grow 30,000 heads of lettuce and other leafy greens. He said, I'm not a real farmer. He used to run a software company before he started Cornerstalk Farms in 2013, but he thought it was more interesting than a desk job. So how cool is that? 30,000 heads of lettuce sounds like a lot, but he runs a successful farm in one of the country's most expensive cities. The containers come from Freight Farms, a Boston-based startup that outfits the boxes with lights, growing racks, irrigation, all that kind of stuff. So they had all that in there. He's harvesting 4,000 to 6,000 plants a week, 80 times the number he'd get from a smaller amount of space on a conventional farm. And with the watering and everything that you can do inside, it's been huge. We're talking about, what is he making? $15,000 a week. Boy, I'd say that giving up that software job wasn't a bad thing. $15,000, think of that, pouring in a month, $15,000 a month, pouring in from this whole freight farms thing and taking the containers, the freight containers. I just think it's one of the coolest things. Because he filled a need. See, it's that same familiar theme. You fill a need and you put some passion behind that and boom! It's like the magic elixir. That's what you, that's what you get. Also, I would say on the radar of many of us is this. And, it has to do with the fact that we've got the Super Bowl coming up. And with the Super Bowl coming up, you know, when you think of the halftime shows and you think of the commercials and everything that's put into who's doing what, where, and the pressure to have an incredible halftime show, it's pretty amazing how elaborate they get. And how much watching the Super Bowl is about watching the halftime. And what and who's going to appear and what, besides what's happening in the game, how the acts come together and, you know, a million interesting parts, moving parts. Imagine you have Beyonce, Coldplay performing at the Super Bowl 50 halftime show. And boy, they say it's going to be an explosive routine. I think it's interesting the combination that they, and there's other musicians too involved in this, but the combination that they're bringing, I think, is pretty interesting. Super Bowl 15, Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, February 7th. And the bar is set pretty high. And Beyonce was a big get. Yes, she's done a Super Bowl, but she already did that. Been there, did it. Beyonce, Lady Gaga. It's not so easy. And I think the Super Bowl ads, too, which we will let you hear some of the Super Bowl ads on our next show. So I combed through a bunch of them today, and you're going to find them, some of them you're going to find pretty mind-blowing. For the amount of money that they spend, I don't know, they really narrow the gap. And when they do that, it has to be interesting to get approval, because they're the creative people, to get approval from the big bosses. Probably isn't just lickety-split. It probably takes maybe a little bit of convincing, I would say. I'm going to jump through a couple of different things. How about these trace elements of DNA found from Marines killed in a Hawaii helicopter crash? We're trying to really figure that out as best that they can. A winter storm dumped a bunch of white stuff across the Midwest. It affected travel in some areas, but especially for all of you living in the Midwest after what the East Coast just dealt with. But it's a pretty powerful storm, heavy snow, and southwestern Nebraska just coated all those areas. Kansas forced road closures and knocked out power thousands by the thousands. And heavy snow was also forecasted for South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the further reaches of Michigan. So I saw the snowpack, the snow pile. My cousin John, who was 100% Texan, moves to Chicago, gets married, has a child, and they live kind of on the outskirts. But when you think of transportation, when you think of conditions, and he sent me pictures, and I was blown away by the pictures. Most airlines canceled about a third of Tuesday's flights at Denver's airport. The National Weather Service says that the storm was expected to drop up to 10 inches of snow in Denver. Lesser totals in Wyoming, New Mexico, and Arizona. But you think about the candidates trying to leave Iowa on Tuesday. And in Nebraska, they canceled hearings, they canceled debates. And even school in Minnesota and Wisconsin. A long section of Interstate 70, always on the radar, had to be shut off because of drifting snow and whiteout conditions. I don't know how you drive out. When it's a whiteout, you just got to get out. You got to find some place where you can hang because it's the worst. Only a few times in my life have I had to drive in that, and only because I was already on the road. But I would never set off in that. Thanks for listening. You can flip me an email, americatonight.net.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.